Yeshev Yaakov, the Eretz Vidui Oviv, Eretz Kanoan. And Yaakov is Yeshev, dwells the Eretz Megui Oviv, in the land of his father's land, the Eretz Kanoan. In the land of Kanoan. Rashi brings the famous Rashi Yeshev Yankiv Pikesh Yaakov Leshev Bishalvo Oid Nishrishboy Mashi Elo Tolus Yaakov Pikesh Yankiv Leshev Yankiv Pikesh Yankiv Leshev Bishalvo. Yaakov wanted to leishen b'shalvo, he wanted to dwell b'shalvo, serenity, kofot olov, roigzel shel Yosef. It jumped upon him, kofot olov, it jumped upon him, the roigzel shel Yosef, the roigez of Yosef. Zachrashi Baito, Tzadikim mevakshim leishe b'shalva. Tzadikim want to sit b'shalva. Oimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu loyitayin tzadim asher besukun l'malam habo. It's not enough what's set for them in the next world. Asher mevakshim leishe b'shalva ba'olam hazeh. They want to sit in shalva in this world. So the choyra we have to ask, if you are always here, first of all, what's up is now Yaakov's BK Shleishev B'Shalva. But Yeshev Yankov, Yankov Sid dwells. Why Dafka now? Yankov thought that was a matter of Leishev B'Shalva Dafka now. In the Smiras of Parash of Yosef, we know Rashi says Pshat. Of a BK Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. What's the pshat after the or the pikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva? It was mashma for the gvosh of Rav Kotzol of Roigzah Shol Yosef. There was a taino on the vakosh shalva of Yaakov Avinu. And on tzaddikim whom of action. But especially on Yaakov. But he became Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to sit in Shalva. What's the time? Yaakov wants to sit in Shalva. What's he going to do in Shalva? He's going to play golf? What's he going to retire to Florida? Palm Springs and sit on a beach chair and sip a pina colada? I just saw in the paper, Baruch Hashem, the first time I saw it, Passover at sea. You can cruise, a 7-day cruise on Passover at sea, Baruch Hashem. Try to go back to Egypt if you want also. Instead of going out of Egypt, you can take a cruise to Egypt. Or maybe Bein HaZman. Anyway, Tzadikim mevakshim leishev b'shalva. Oy Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu. Leidayim tzadikim asher besukim l'olam habo. What's taka wrong? They want to say b'shalva. What are they doing b'shalva? What's the tie now, Tzadikim, Yaakov Avinu also? You see that over here by Dafka, Yaakov Avinu, the tie of Yaakov wants to sit b'shalva. What's he want to do b'shalva? What's Yaakov going to do, Rabbi Yisrael? He's going to sit 24-7, Rabbi Yisrael. Maybe not 24-7, maybe a little less. He's going to sit by a Gemara. Gemara in front of him, sitting there learning with a beautiful coil. Ah, the Heleki Yaakov Avinu sit, the picture of Gdolim in the summer months. In the camp in America, it's very common. Picture of Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, other Gdolim in the camps, you know, the camps in upstate New York, sitting under a tree, writing Chidushi Torah. What's Yaakov Avinu going to do? What's he going to do? Play basketball? What's he and Yaakov Avinu going to do? He's going to be Oizah Hashem, climb Madregas and Madregas, Chazal. What's the tying on them? So, Harashi. So the title would be maybe that, you know, the Tanya even understands that maybe they're not going to, do the right thing. Chas v'shalom, even in the Tanya, we don't see that's the Tanya. The Tanya is the Dayon. They want Olam Hazeh also. What do they want Olam Hazeh? What are you doing in Olam Hazeh? What are you doing in Olam Hazeh? If they want Olam Hazeh, Lashon Rashi. Let's hear the Rashi Klar. What does Rashi say? Rashi says the tzaddikim wants it in Shalom. They want relax. They want a Shalom. What Shalom means? Serenity. So we picture it means they want to relax, but that's not what it means. They're not relaxing. Tzaddikim are not relaxing in their free time. They're not sleeping for 47,000 hours. Maybe million hours. Choke it up. Somebody just reached their 10,000th hour at Tzvez Chaim. He's only been here for a month. Figure it out. Check. I made my 10,000th hour. The kids are... Oh, but what is he doing in the Shalva? He's learning Torah. He's doing Avodas Hashem. He's Dveikus Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And in the Tanya, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't say, oh, you know what? They want relaxation. Doesn't Tanya that. Loidayon, isn't it enough what's Masukin for the Olam Haba? They want also Olam Hazeh. What Olam Hazeh do they want? Yaakov Avinu wants to eat steak. Come on. Bring on the steaks! I opened up a magazine this week, my wife. She had one of these Bina magazines. I opened up just, you know, when they go to the other room and you can't learn Torah, so you take it. The first page, pomegranate. Big thing, wagmu beef. It melts in your mouth. Big, thick pieces of beef from wagmu. The best beef in the world, man. And mama, they said, you cook this beef, and boy, said, that's what Yaakov Avinu wanted. He wanted wagmu beef! Bring on the wagmus! What was Yaakov Avinu going to do? What does he want? He wants oil in my zeh. My Dayon, it's not enough. Oyla Mabah. But the Mavakshim, Oyla Mazeh, they want Oyla Mazeh. Also, what do they want from Oyla Mazeh? What's the Pshat Rashi? Pliat Suma. Lo Dayon, that's the thing. They want also, what do they want from Oyla Mazeh? What's Shaka Levina going to eat, Rabbi Yisrael Reddy? A small little thing. He's a fast most of the day. Learned Torah with 1,000 tefillin on his head. And Mamish called out to all going on the line, Mechadish, Chidushi, Torah, sleep. The Vilna Goyim, what did he do? He ate nothing. What did he eat? Nothing. Two, he ate half. He slept 2 hours a day in half hour intervals, 4 times in the day. That's it. 2 hours. 22 hours of learning. They didn't even eat. While he was eating, he was learning. He sat in a room, going Mevahilos, Mechadish, Chidushi, Torah, what's filling on? That was even like what Yaakov was going to do. Yaakov was going to be less than Vilna Goyim. You want Olam Hazeh? You have Olam Hazeh. The Vilna Goyim wanted Olam Hazeh, yeah. He was eating away. He begged and eat nothing. No sleep, no eating. What Olam Hazeh did he want? You ever been a lawyer's cousin? Sometimes she's 14 years. He wants Olam Hazeh. He's going to want Olam Hazeh. What's the name? Shut up, my son. Tell the gosh. Is the Yisoy Gadol here, Rabbi Yisrael, for us to learn. And Davka by Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Yaakov Avinu was the Makar. We find that in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, it says, Vayishoytetzu habonim b'kirba, the two children were fighting inside the womb. What was this fight that was going on inside the womb of Rivki Meinu? Rashi brings from one Chazal, they were fighting, he wanted to go to the Beis HaMedrash, he wanted to go to the Beis HaAvodah Zarah, they were in Fahas Lois, that's more, they were Yisrael, they were running out, only fighting. But Chazal say there was a fight going on. What was this fight? What was the yisoid of that fight? And what's the yisoid of the difference between Yaakov and Esav. This was the yeshuva, and as Rashi says, the beginning of a yeshev. After we talked about Esav's dwellings, now we talk about Yaakov's dwellings. Yaakov's dwellings, right away, we meet up with Yaakov's Yisur, Yeshiv Yaakov, Kofzalei Rajiz of Shemesh. What's the chilek between Yaakov's dwellings and Esav's dwellings? And what's this kofzol of roikish or Yosef, that Yosef's roike is the in of the parish of Yosef's kofzol of for this bikesh leish of Hashal. So we want to say pshat as Zeyra by Sad. It's the Yisrael Godel in the Ashkofa of a Jew which has been impregnated and brainwashed and destroyed by the Olam HaZedikers, by the materialistic world, by the Goyim, by the advertisement departments, by everything that we see and we hear and we look at. The Yisoid over here is the Hashkofa that started way back when they fought in the womb and they went to battle, Yaakov and Esav, and they came to a conclusion, they came to a peace treaty, and the Yisoid was Yaakov Avinu wanted Ruchnius, so he got Olam Haba. And Esav wanted Gashmias, and he got Olam Hazeh. Albeiz Olamos, they fought Chazal, and they split it. Esav took Olam Hazeh, Yaakov Olam Haba. Yaakov took Olam Haba, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way, that Yaakov Avinu would get Olam Haba Dafka, was by having Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, there's a danger. There's a danger that a person might lose his focus. There's a danger that a person might make a terrible mistake. Bikesh Yaakov Leishay B'shalvo. Yaakov wanted to sit serene, doing Avodas Hashem in the greatest amount. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach him and wanted to show him that that's not what we should be asking for. The Leishev B'shalva. She'll ask why. First of all, we have to realize the Eshdezach, that we have to make sure to misakin everything that we need to misakin in this world, so that we come with a clean slate. And that the Yisurim and the difficulties and all the problems that arise in our lives, they're here to wipe the slate clean, that we should come to the Olam Haba clean, pure, and ready to accept and the Kavasar. Yaakov now sits Be'eretz Meguri Aviv, Be'eretz Kanaan. Till now, he had two mitzvahs that he was Oiv, that he wasn't the Kayan. He was away from his parents, the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. He was living in Chutz La'aretz. And that was not only by chance, but it was considered, Yaakov was nitzvah on that. For somehow he should have gotten back earlier, whatever the kacheshbon was. Now he came back, and now he was sitting by his father's house, Kibud Av V'Aim. He was sitting in Eretz Kanaan. He thought in his mind that he maybe in some way had now come to the tikkun. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you didn't come to the full tikkun. because 22 years you caused pain to your father. The Mida connected Mida of the Maisa of Yosef of being taken away for 22 years. The Tikkun has not come yet. But what's the Yisod? The Yisod of all the Yisurin. The Yisod of the Chesaron of Bikesh Leisha B'Shalva is that even if he would be Misach, that was Kofzal of Roizel Shal Yosef. Therefore, that was Kofzal. It jumped upon him, the whole mice of Yosef, because Yaakov, you hadn't been Misachin the full Indian yet. There was 22 years of tzar to your father that after you Misukin, I did your Yisurin. Kofzal of Roizel Shal Yosef. But Rashi continues, El Tzadikim of Akshin. Leishe b'shal boi l'mazeh. Zog te korish baruchu loy dayon. What's the kind of time in the boys on the tzadikim? But maize they want to sit b'shal boi in order to serve Hashem and through that avoid them maybe make the rest of tikkunim. There's a chesaron, and especially to Yaakov Avinu. Because the soit of the hashkof of a yid is that he wasn't created through his presence at Olam HaZeh. That his Iker existence and what we're here for and what we're put in Olam HaZeh and what we're put in this world is for Olam HaZeh. Is for our existence in Olam HaZeh. That's what we're here for. So why were we put into Olam HaZeh, as Mr. Yisharim Perek Aleph tells us? Only to be a vegetable, to be a corridor, to be a path to get to Olam HaBoh. But what's the main? What's the banquet hall? Where's our ikur? Where's our focus? What's our goals? And where's our existence? Kulam Olam HaBoh. And when we think that our existence in Olam HaZeh has some, is permanent, has some hashmois, has some meaning, there's always the danger in feeling that in this world, the Olam HaZeh is my if. And therefore, as Mr. Shom explains very amuk, that the reason why we have Yisurin, that the Yisoid of Yisurin, so people have sorrows, and people have discomforts, and people have things that are no good. Why with the Bayri Olam, who is the Av Arachamon, the Father of Mercy, the one who loves and wants to love and cares so much for us, he's born him. Why would he put us through these Yisurim? To cleanse us and to have the realization and have the focus and the understanding that this world is just a car. This world is just the hallway. A person should not make the mistake. He shouldn't make the terrible, foolish mistake that so many people are making. That the world at large are spending money and time and hours and life and blood and the Seeras Nefesh for what? The guy worked 60 years of his life, hedge funds on Wall Street, hours and hours and hours, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours, and he's there till 2 in the morning and 12 o'clock at night with the stock market, hours and hours. Can't find time for the Daf HaYomi Shiur, even. Even if he doesn't even fall asleep at the Daf HaYomi Shiur. He doesn't make it. Not like his friend and neighbor, who when as soon as the rabbi starts talking, wake me up at the end of the Shiur. As soon as the rabbi starts, Daf Lamed. Baruch Hashem, I'm finishing Shas. I slept through Shas. Starting a new, getting rid of sleeping pills, the boy said. He put me on at night, guaranteed. Play the tape. Not like that rock and roll music, can't fall asleep to it. Just put on a sheer, that's guaranteed to get you to sleep. But at least he goes to the Davar Yomi Shia. It's commendable. At 7 o'clock at night, Baruch Hashem, he's most never to go. This guy can't find time for the Davar Yomi Shia. He's running out. Even after Shia, the rabbi gives the kids a Shulchan Aruch Shia, 3 minutes. He got to run out. Because he got to make it to work early. Get that extra pay for 60 years hard work. And he makes a good living. They had a big mansion. Beautiful mansion! Schmooze 3, 4, and 5! What's it called? The chandeliers in the bathrooms! Golden chandeliers! They had a giant house! Everything there! Everything he wants! The refrigerator talks to him already! Open the door! Apple, please! Right in the head! Shoots it out! A little squeezed orange juice, please! We're out of orange juice, says the refrigerator to the man. Grapefruit juice, no problem. Talk to refrigerators. You're screaming from your bed, you get room service. A few years is going to be like that. He has everything on both sides. Everything in the morning because he works 65 years. And then he passes on. We're here to the 10th Nebuch, the funeral of Mr. Jacobs. Very fine man. He owned a big home. 6 cars in the driveway. 2 that he didn't even drive. Just to look at them when he came out of his house, he earned so much money. He had a sailboat in the backyard. It was used to go on his down to the lake and cruise and fish for hours and hours and hours. 4 million hours of fishing. And on the kever, a big fish with the eyeballs. Here lies Mr. Jacobs, who was an excellent fisherman. And everybody goes home and cries. He also attended the shul the rabbi ends off, and he came for the Sabbath davening. And he was a fine Jew. I don't know what defines a fine Jew, but he was a fine Jew. And he comes upstairs for the Yom HaGadol of HaNoirim. And he's expecting Baruch Hashem. He's going up. He came from a fine house. It's time to get my reward, the eternal reward. I believe in that a little bit. I did some mitzvahs in order to have something in the next world also. And he comes up, Mr. Jacobs. Welcome to Olam Haba. Step right up to get your scar. Please, we want to give you a reward for your mitzvahs. And he's thinking, I drove a Lamborghini back down there in the Olam Hazeh. This is the eternal reward. This is the eternal reward. What's going to be my vehicle up here? Gabriel! Bring the pogo stick! A pogo stick! That's how I'm getting around! Well, I can trade it in for a tricycle! Bring it on, Gabriel! And there they are, the Malachim coming down with the pogo stick! Mr. Schwartz! You want the pogo stick or the tricycle? I'm a little heavy for the tricycle. It could be if his son does some more mitzvahs, you can trade him for a bicycle. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Pogo stick. What do you mean for 60 years of my life? I'm Mr. Schwartz! Here's my card! Fisherman! Everybody held me down there! Mr. Schwartz! When they said my name, they looked in awe of me! Pogo sticks! In this world, you only can pay with mitzvahs. We did your accounting of mitzvahs, Mr. Schwartz. A pogo stick will do. Get on. But where am I going to live? Don't worry. We have great grounds for you. You're grounded. And they say Gabriel take him to his place of living. He's hopping along on his pogo stick. And he passes by mansions, giant mansions, built 4 million rooms with slaves coming out. He sees, as he's going on his pogo stick, he gets tired after 20 minutes. He drops the pogo stick, he sits down on the cement and oil of our MS. And there he sees, wait a minute, I recognize that guy. I recognize that guy, that's Rabbi Silverstein! Not doctor, Rabbi Silverstein! He lived in that poor neighborhood, the Kolo family neighborhood! I remember him coming to my house for a donation. He wanted to extend his one-room flat, which had 17 kids in it. I gave him a check for $18. Rabbi Silverstein, how you doing? He can't talk. He doesn't talk to people like that. You have to speak to one of his slaves first. He has 4 billion slaves. They're carrying his feet. He walks. They don't want to touch the ground even. Rabbi, please, walk slower. We have to make sure your feet don't get dirty. And somebody's carrying his clothing. And someone's carrying his fancy frock. And he goes out to the garage. Oh man, what's going to pull out? And there he sees the Lamborghini that he once had. Hey, that was my Lamborghini! Rabbi Silverstein, how'd you get it? I learned 20 hours in the base mattress. And so I got this Lamborghini forever and ever and ever and ever. I would love to offer you a ride, but the rules here are different! Pogo! Hop along! He's hopping and hopping past the mansion. One after the next, this guy and that guy, the Balabas, the Chashu Balabas, he notices afterwards. Oh, that was the guy. How did he deserve it? He was like me. But then they saw his checkbooks, millions and millions of dollars with stock on yeshivas, and his mitzvahs that he ran to Daf Yom Yishir, 3 Daf Yom Yishirs. That was Mr. Schwartz. Mr. Schwartz ran. Mr. Jacobs didn't run. He's on a pogo stick. And he's passing by the mansions and he gets to the next town over. And there's smaller houses. Can I at least have a middle class house? No, Mr. Jacobs, we have something special for you. Hop along! He's sweating after a 2.5 hour going through the neighborhood. And drunking and drunking and drunking on his pogo stick. Maybe I'll try the tricycle. We'll make a switch. And he's tricycling up. And he comes to a big mountain in Olam HaEmes. And he's tricycling and tricycling and tricycling. They said, on the other side of the mountain, that's where you're all going to live. He finally makes it, and he's so happy, he makes it to the top of the hill. And he swoops down and comes to a screech. And he looks around, and there's nothing there but a little teepee. A teepee! For the Indians! And Mr. Jacobs, welcome to your abode! This is where the guys like you live! Forever and ever and ever! In the Olam HaEmes, this is where these people live. Don't stretch your feet out too late at night. It might go outside the teepee. And this is where Mr. Jacobs ends up. And for 60 and 70 years, he had no time for learning, for mitzvahs. Very, very little time he gave it. But he got his reward. But his reward is so little on my side. And those that toiled, and those that heard it, and those that had the yisurim, and it was difficult, the Olam HaZeh, those that mefurish Gemara, the Gemara Baruch Basra says, one of them in Rome saw, he went up to the Olam HaEmes, and what did he see? He saw El Yoinim, the ones who are big in this world, Lamato. They're on the bottom. They're in the teepees. The ones who in this world who are nebuchs, who don't have any money, who are not oisik olam hazeh, very, very little. They have lamala, they're on top of us. So it's a trading, Rabbi Sai. A serious trading. But the trading is ridiculous, Rabbi Sai. What fool? What person would think? How is it shaykh to make the trading? How long is it in Olam HaZeh? On the best notion, a person lives 100 years, 120 years. After 100, he's over Batli, has no more Koyach. And then, what happens if I say then? We all believe in it. This Kaddish we say for the Niftar. We have stories in the Gemara of people coming back. We know it's true. That's the basic hashkafa of a Jew. If you don't believe it, so that part of the halakim of Tchias HaMeisa, we believe in Tchias HaMeisa, we believe in Olam HaBa, we believe in Tzchai V'Oynish, these are the basic tenets of Yiddishkeit. And yet so many people are running after Olam HaZeh. They're running after it. They can't get enough of it. And all hashkaf in their mind is, when are they going to have more of Olam HaZeh? And what are we thinking? This guy could have one less hour at the job. And one more hour in the base medrash. What's the nafkamina? It's l'nesach l'tzachin. And instead, he gave it up. For the koyach of dinyon, the itzahara of Esav, Sarah shel Esav, of last week's parasha, of the dinyon of the fantasy, that believe in Olam HaZeh, the Olam HaSheker, is nothing true to us. The whole riot, everything that we believe in, is came crumbling down. Every thought that has something exists, a long-term existence, communism, every ism, collapsed, because it's not eternal. There's only one thing that didn't collapse, of Oisai. Judaism! That never collapsed! The Jew never collapsed because his life is a world of eternalism. Yaakov Avinu took Olam HaBa, which is Nesa, which is eternal. And if a person doesn't believe in this Hashkofot, say it's Chas V'Shalom Koyfe in the basic Yisoides of Yahadus. So we do believe. So how is it that we spend most of our time, and most of our mental capacity, and most of our desire in life is to run after Olam HaZeh, when we know it's only the hallway? Can picture the scene of Isaac. A guy is invited to a fancy party. You guys like parties? A fancy party! Black tie only! For 2 weeks he's talking about it! He has a chasana in some hotel and who knows where. For 2 weeks he's talking about. He's invited to some fancy hotel. And he has, it's $180 a plate to get into. He has a pool, he has an inn with somebody in the hotel. And he comes to the hotel and the banquet is set out. They have the carving stations. Pastrami with the guy with his white hat on top cutting that pastrami god. That's just in the small room. Black, good Franks and jackets. Even though he doesn't wear a jacket, he's not Mashiach, but the Franks are in jackets. And he has every different delicacy in the shmuel. Which way in the banquet room? Well, on the way to the banquet room, there's a small hall corridor leading in to the shmuel room, which eventually leads into the banquet hall. And he's sitting there, contemplating how beautiful the pictures are. In that hallway, in that corridor, and he's looking at the pictures, and then he finds on the floor a Sports Illustrated from 1951, and he sits down in the corridor reading the Sports Illustrated for 3 hours. He never makes it to the banquet hall, where he gets into a conversation, an important conversation. He's an old friend. And they're talking about tires. What are good winter tires? For 2.5 hours, 3 hours, will you Firestone or Glenstone? What tires do you use? You look at this guy. What are they doing, wasting their time? Tires! You got the banquet hall coming! He got the schmog! The flags and the jackets! The pastrami! The Viennese table! It's all waiting for you! What are you talking about, tires? What are you busy with over there? In the hall! Reading the newspaper for 4 hours! I got caught up with something. I thought it was important. Are you foolish? $180 a plate. You were invited. You have a ticket for it. What are you doing in the corridor? Spending all your time there. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek La'olam Haba. We all got tickets to Bosai. That great, majestic, unbelievable world that we know it's true. People die and go to cemeteries 90, 100 years. We believe the neshama goes up, and that's what lasts. Hashoras hanefesh. Stories in the Gemara of people that came back and made kiddush. Many Gemaras of a Moroi that came back. Stories in these generations of people that came back. Even the Goyim, Seant, they bring back people for the Mayor for Mason. Our whole Yiddish guy is built around Trias HaMason, that they're going to come back. And we get our eternal reward. That's basic Yadus of Mason. But what? The Goyim have brainwashed. Don't go to Rabbi Applebaum schmoozing at first Chaim. He brainwashes you. Not brainwashed, but you've been brainwashed! We're just rinsing it out! From all the brainwashing that they've done! Rabbi Applebaum, how could you say my son has been brainwashed? Mrs. Schwartz, you're brainwashed! What's your goal in life for your sons? What do you want him to do in life? What's your goal? I want him to be in yeshiva. Why? Get a good shidduch. What did I have a good shidduch? A lot of money. He could buy a big house. Support himself. I want to support him. Do you want him to have Olam Haba? Do you want him to have a great portion of Olam Haba? Do you want him to have the mansion in Olam Haba? Do you want him to have the slaves? Do you want him to have 4,000 rooms? Do you want him to have every delicacy? In Olam Hazeh you want it. I'll settle for something small. Let me see, Lashon writes, it's another parak. People come, they'll settle in Olam Haba for something small. And Olam Hazeh you're ready to settle for something small? They're going out of their mind if their neighbor had a nicer car. I can't just have a second-hand car. I can't afford it. Might have a heart attack, Chas V'Shalom. Try to raise to get the money for it, working 18 jobs. But I can't be second class to my neighbor, Mr. Bernstein. He can't have a nicer house than me, a better car than me. He can't have a basketball court in his backyard, and I won't. A swimming pool, and I can't. And Olam Hazeh, I don't mind, I'll settle for a back row seat. And Olam Hazeh, you ready to settle for it? Are you foolish? Do you realize the trade-in you're making? 70, 80 years compared to ever and ever? We once said over the marshal a few times with a Machon Vassanim. What's Netzach Netzach? How long is forever? Let's imagine, he says, we'll take this camp, this whole building over here. This base manager is filled up with poppy seeds. You know what poppy seeds are, boys? That stuff goes on top of the challahs on Shabbos. Little poppy seeds. And a bird would come once every 10 years and take one seed away. How long would it take out this base manager of poppy seeds? What's that? Very long time. Netzach Netzach is longer than that. She'd take every building, and the whole Ramat Shlomo and fill it up with poppy seeds. And the bird would come once every 100 years and take one seed of what's that. Eternal life is ever, is longer than that. Just imagine how many years. 100 years, one seed, every building in the whole Ramat Shlomo of what's that. Take every building in Yerushalayim of what's that. Including Binyanei HaUmah! And you fill it up with poppy seeds! And the bird would come once every 1,000 years and take one seed away! Every building in the whole Yerushalayim. One seed. 1,000 years. The calculator goes crazy. Blew up for the numbers now. Not trying to calculate it. No computer in the world. Netzach, Netzach is longer than that. It's forever. So what's the guy doing? 90, 80, 90, how many years is he enjoying that house? 70, okay. He lived a gewaldige life for 100 years. He passes on. And what's left? Coming to the next world and living in a teepee and you can't trade it in forever! It's absurd! This is Shem right! But a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to earn them. You gotta earn it. And you have to, the more you work hard, and the more difficult it is, the bigger house you're gonna have in the next world. The greater hanor and pleasure and everything you'll have in the next world. So the harder it is. As Rashi says in Brachas, sometimes Hashem brings you surin, even if he doesn't have, to be ma'abes scharon shal tzadikim la'azad lava. B.K.H. Yaakov Reshev B'Shalom. Yaakov wants to sit in Samaria and serve Hashem. Oh, because Bohu says there's a danger. Tzadikim Mevakshim Reshev to work hard. You do have what is Hashem. But when you have serenity and have an easy life in this world, there's a danger you might forget. Where's the Ikka Oyo? With Dayan. Mashmunochim loyalim, and Mavakshim gam oyalim. You want oyalim hazeh also? Oyalim hazeh is not the world. That's the corridor. That's not for us. That's for Esav. That's for oyalim hazeh dikers. That's for the goyim. The yidin. The soil is netzach, netzach, and eternal. Judaism is eternal. Schar v'oynesh is eternal. That's the soil of Israel. Hashem was teaching Yaakov, I want to clean the slate because I want you to come to Olam HaEmes totally clean. Olam HaZeh, you'll work hard, but to have the clean slate, Borei Social Yosef, all the Yisurim, that will clean the slate. When the Yisurim is finished, Yaakov had 17 years, but the Ikka, we got to clean the slate. He was in Golis then, it was a matzah we won't forget. But the Metzias is a voice, we have to realize and have the Emes Hashkafa for life. We got to not be brainwashed no matter what we're going to do with our lives. Don't lose the plot. It's something that you're sacrificing everything of myself for. It's something that when you get to the next world, as Mesil Shom writes, and you'll see everything going on in that world, you can't do anything anymore. The tzad you have then is Mesil Shom writes, in the second, you come up and say, second class, I'm sitting behind Yankel of Pfeffenheimer, my Kacharusa in that yeshiva. I was so much smarter than him. I was so much better than him. And I'm going to be in Tippy land. And I'm going to be in the middle class land. He's living in the land of Hanos, in the mansions. He's living in Hollywood Square in Olam HaEmes. He's living with all the stars. And we sat on the same bench. Can it be? Yes, it can. Because Yaakov Pfeffenheimer heard the shmooze. Yaakov Pfeffer never lost the plot. No matter what he did in his life, he went out in the world. He became a balabos. But he was a ben Torah balabos. Whatever free second that he had, there are balabatim, there are bekiyim b'shas. Every free second, have an hour at work, a shir, a dafyemi chazara. Of this, of that. Shabbos the day off, learning the whole Shabbos. They have a free time learning. They take svarim with them on the vacations. Whenever they have three, they retire at 55 years old because they don't have to have $1 trillion in their bank account. It's enough $2 billion. If Bob Boss once came to Rav Scheinberg. A true story, Rav Scheinberg said over the store, and he said, Rebbe, I need a bracha, I want to be wealthy. He said, you should be zeichah to be a millionaire. Shiva gave him the bracha. He said, Rebbe, that's a klala. I don't want to be a billionaire. I'm already a millionaire. I want to be a billionaire. Of course I'll give the stucker my $18 checks. I want to be a billionaire. Why do you want to be a billionaire? Because I want to own a home. I want to own a home in Upper West Manhattan, a home in Florida, on the beach. We got to beach it. I got to have a home in Israel, of course. I'm a from Jew. Everybody has a home in Jerusalem. And I got to have a home in the Caribbean islands. And one more home. One more home, Rabbi Sai. I need another home. Way out up there in Alaska. And maybe one in Hawaii also. Throw it in. Six homes I got. I got homes and I'm going here and hotels and everything. I'm living it up in Olam HaZeh. But what are you going to come to? You see my passport? I've been in every country in the world. Italy, Spain. Best hotel, the Sheraton, the Plaza, the what's that hotel they're building? Right across from the Amila Hotel, they're building a new thing. No, the new thing they're building, the Waldorf Astoria. I stay in the Waldorf. I don't just stay and stop playing a hotel Holiday Inn. I stay in the Waldorf Astoria. The Boisai Olam Abba is Waldorf Astorias. Day in and day out, forever and ever. Don't lose the plot. Don't make the mistake. Even the tzaddiki will want to sit the shalva and do Avodas Hashem. It's the danger of folk having the focus. Lo dayon, mashemurav lam olam abba, lo abba di ikar. Don't try to have even olam hazeh. There's a danger of the focus being on olam hazeh, of being a ben olam hazeh. A yid is always a ben olam habo. Zok toisis in Rosh Hashanah we're ending. Reb Rosh Hashanah. Shloish shesfarim niktachim. Echa shal tzadikim gemurim. Ve'echa shal rishoyim. Ve'echa shal beinenim. What's the toisis here that we see? We see people that are chas v'shalom niftar. And the tzadikim. Zok toisis means lo'oylam abah. Because need on every Rosh Hashanah, are you a ben olam haba or not? Where are you holding in the cheshbon? Have you lost the plot or not? Are you a ben olam haba? Where's your focus? And every act that we do, Rav Shach used to say, that I take so much achrayas from my maisim, every mais I judge, and what's going to be with olam haba? How is this going to play a role in my olam haba? And that's why every decision is so thought out. It's not easy, I'm not saying it's easy. The world out there is pushing, and mom is pushing us to forget. Every single day, every single magazine that we open, Kula, Shatia, and Olam Hazeh, everywhere we go, everything that we watch, everything that we do, is all about getting involved in Olam Hazeh, in sports, and in movies, and clothing. How much people put into that clothing? Hundreds of hours. What's going to be with all that clothing one day? What's going to be? Baruch Hashem, I saved up for a $750 shirt. Don't touch it. Just touch it. Don't want any crease. Even the stuff that gets tucked in my pants. No creasing. $750, Blues Brothers. I wear a $750 shirt. Gabriel, bring about the t-shirts, but the torn ones. That's his biggest line of my bar. What's going to happen with the $750 shirt? What do you need it for? You could have given a donation to Yeshiva. You could have used it to buy Svarim to help you. You could have used it for Chesed. What'd you do with the $750 for a shirt? $600 shoes! I wore it once. I'm on my third pair. $1,800 I spent this month on shoes. Those shoes I only wear on Wednesdays. And you go into some guy in Bochum's closet, it looks like a woman. So many pairs of shoes. This I wear when I'm going to here, this I wear when I'm going to the bathroom, this I wear when I'm going here, and I wear this my moccasins, and this shoe, and that shoe, and that shoe. How many pairs of shoes do you need? Thousands of hours and money. At the end of the day, it's all going to rot. Hundreds of hours deciding what he's going to eat, and where he's going to eat, what's it all lead to at the end of this. Don't lose the focus. Realize the tachlis of Olam Hazeh, the tachlis of Olam Hazeh is for Olam Hazeh Abor. We live a different life. We live a life with purpose, with meaning. We're able to overcome our nisyonis. We're able to walk into Olam HaBo, to be greeted with Malachim, and shown to our palace forever and ever.